Ryan Rashog. Shar, how you doing?
I'm good today. How are you guys?
Good. Are you surprised at the lack of hype leading into the final of tonight's game at the World Cup?
Yeah, I think a little bit, and I think it's largely because people, I don't believe, think it's going to be that close. Everything you sort of see and hear, you think people assume Canada is going to run over them, and maybe it's a fait accompli, and that's why there isn't a lot of hype for it. So if Europe gives them a game, then maybe that'll change. But yeah, it is a little bit of it is seeming to have a little bit of a thud to it, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. What do you think it would take, really, for Team Europe to really make it a game in this first game?
Probably an off-the-charts goaltending performance, I would think. I mean, Canada's been, they've been pretty dominant, and they've been defensively, they've been pretty sound. And so, I don't know. They've been in complete control for basically the entire tournament. And the small little snippets of time where they were trailing, they were able to just take the game over again and regain leads. So, I don't know. I just think it's going to take an incredible goaltending performance to try that just stymies them. Because you know they're going to get their chances. All that firepower they have, they're going to get tons of chances. So it's going to take an all-world type goaltending performance. And I don't know that they have that in them.
Let's move to the Edmonton Oilers. Some people might not have thought Tyler Pitlick had a game in him like the one he had last night. But yeah. He looked like the player that many expected he might become a few seasons ago, albeit I know it's only one game. And he even despite that first star appearance, Ryan, he was not in the, quote, NHL group today at practice. Do you make that as that shows how far away, or do you think the organization is just kind of sending him a subtle message like, yeah, okay, we're happy, but you still got ways to go? How do you take him being on Group B and not Group A today?
Well, I think that he played well enough to be in the main group. He was one of the better players last night. I think the last thing Todd McClellan and the organization want to do is make Tyler Pitlick feel comfortable. So I don't think they're going to do anything to give him the impression that he should feel comfortable. They want to keep him on edge. They want to keep him wondering. And they want to keep him feeling like he's got another gear in him. So it was a good performance last night on a line where really all three of those players are very, very similar. I mean, him, Kara, and Beck are all kind of bigger guys that skate not too bad. And if they want to get physical and play a physical game, they can separate themselves a little bit. And on a line where it was kind of three of the same, he managed to separate himself a little bit. But the last thing they want is for him to feel comfortable. So I'm not surprised at all. I really like the way McClellan runs his training camp here. Quite often it's 4 or 5, 6 days into camp, and you've still got this mixture of players and all these guys in camp. And the way exhibition schedules are run, they basically have to keep two teams around for a little while, and you got all these guys mixed together. There is no doubt in anybody's mind where they stand today with the head coach. And I think I love the fact that they do it that way. And really, there's only maybe 4 or 5 players that could swing back and forth from group to group. And those guys kind of know who they are, and they know exactly where they stand. So I don't know how you feel about it, Matt, but you look at who is in what groups, and it's just very clear message sending to all the guys about where the head coach sees them.
Oh, I absolutely think so. And I don't know where you sit on it, but I think that Pitlick, he's maybe has an outside chance to make the 23-man roster or opening roster, but I don't think he does. And I think that's part of it is even if he has, he has one great exhibition game, that he's not there yet. And like you said, there's a message that's sent to him and to the rest of the guys too, that it doesn't matter if you have just one great game. Like you're going to have to show us a lot more than just one good night in order to really impact where you sit right now with this organization.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I get the feeling like there's a group of players, and let's run them down. Guys that are really in the mix for that last spot or two. You got Kajula, who I think they like. You've got Pitlick. You've got Jujhar Khaira. You've got Pekka Rinne. Beck, he has some NHL experience, so we'll throw him in that mix as well. Slapyshev, who looked really, by the way, was sniping like a madman in practice today. So there's this group of guys, and I think Todd would love it if One of those guys separated himself a little bit or made his life difficult by putting pressure on, we'll throw Anton Lander in there as well, but by putting pressure on guys like Pakarinen, who's the incumbent, like Matt Hendricks even, like Nail Yakupov. I think Todd would love for somebody to come out of the woodwork and do that, and I think he's not in a headspace to mess around this year. I think he's going to ice the best team, and if somebody wedges their way in there, I think they'd figure out a way to make it work.
Well, I love the fact that they're getting to brass tacks sooner than later and getting the guys that they want in, especially on the back end. What did you get anything? Because I watched parts of the Calgary game online last night, Ryan, and it was cutting in and out. And the moments I saw of Nurse, and I kind of joked to myself, I was like, man, every time this thing comes back on, Nurse is on the ice. And I looked afterwards, and he played 28 minutes. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. But what was the report? Was it a 28 really effective minutes? Was it because, you know, who the other defensemen were he played so much? What was the scouting report from the Oilers after seeing the film a day later?
Yeah, I didn't get a ton into that today just because Connor McDavid was back on ice today, and it was more about sort of pushing the storyline ahead with him. But I think it's interesting that they would play him that much, and I think it speaks a little bit to the fact that, I mean, you used the word brass tacks. They're not messing around here. So you look at Larson's minutes last night. I mean, I think he played more minutes than any other Oiler. You look at Darnell Nurse's minutes last night in Calgary. They're going to want to push Darnell, push him and see what he's got, what level he's got in him. And against a much better Calgary team than the one that came to Edmonton here, he played 28 minutes last night in a tight defensive game. So I like the fact that this isn't about giving certain guys their fair shake at a roster spot. Like training camp isn't, for Todd McLellan, it's not about figuring out your 12th, 13th forwards in your 7th and 8th defensemen, and everyone needs to have a... No. He's getting this team into the kind of shape it needs to be in, putting players in positions he wants to put them in. Those other guys need to create opportunities for themselves, and if they do, they've got a chance. But for Todd, it's all about the main team, and we're seeing that in the way he's pushing some of his veteran players already.
He's also been very honest with Jesse Puljujarvi, who all summer I've said, I thought AHL start would be the best for him. I think it's extremely difficult for any player to come in and adapt, never mind an 18-year-old coming over from Europe. And it was only one game, and I expect him to look a lot better the rest of the preseason. But as I said before, Ryan, I just think the amount of difference that he would need to make over a Chris Versteeg, for argument's sake, in the lineup, I'm just not sure it's worth it to have him here.
Well, I mean, let's wait. I'll give Jesse pass on last night. I didn't see them play on the weekend, so I'm not sure. I was surprised Todd said what he said after last night, and just because with a young player like that, you'd think he would maybe soft sell it a little bit. But I wasn't there on the weekend, and I don't know if Todd was maybe frustrated with something that he saw from him on the weekend as well, and so it was 3 days of feeling that way, and that's why he said something. But listen, Puljujärvi last night was not playing with two veteran players like he may have a chance to as camp goes on. So today he was on a line with Pouliot and Nugent Hopkins. He doesn't have to carry that line. He would have had to carry that line last night. First exhibition game. I'm more in the headspace to not necessarily pass judging on whether he's going to make the team or not based on a tough first 3 days. Let's see how he does when he's got veterans around him, which is what he would play with if he did make the team. And if he didn't have to be the driver necessarily on the line, he could be the kid who's learning the game, but just is so skilled and talented that he's worth having there. So let's get him. I mean, I want to see him with the kind of line mates he would be playing with and guys who can generate a little more offense than the guys he was playing with last night.
Well, I agree with you a little bit where I think you do want to see him with guys that are going to generate more offense. But I do think that if he is on one of those top two lines, which is where ultimately he's going to have to play, that he needs to be a guy that even at a young age is driving the play if he's going to be here. So, you know, I think it's reasonable to expect that even with two guys that aren't maybe a full-time top six NHL caliber forwards, that he still was expected or should be expected to do more than he did last night.
Well, and especially against the pretty watered-down Flames team, right? It's not like they were facing an NHL defense and all-out assault from NHL-caliber forwards coming at them. Like, the competition wasn't great. So from that standpoint, I do agree with you. I guess what I'm saying is it hasn't been a great first few days, it looks like. Last night was not a great performance. He didn't stand out in any way, nor did I feel he looked really that dangerous at any point in time. But it's a long, they've still got a few days and a few games to prove themselves. Let's see where it goes from here. I'm not ready to just write them out of the lineup at this point. I think when he gets comfortable, he'll maybe have a little more confidence to show what he can do. But let's just wait and see before we're ready to just punt him to the American Hockey League right off the bat.
Well, I guess the question is, Why be so, well, we got to wait. He's 18 years old. That's not going to change in 10 days or 2 weeks.
Well, because there's a reason he was rated his highest third overall and a reason why he went fourth overall. There's a reason that at 6'2" or 6'3", whatever he is, and 200 pounds, physically he's been able to succeed and play with men and have success. He is where he is for a reason. So I think you need to let it play out a little bit and give him an opportunity. And look, if he goes to the American Hockey League, I agree with you. It's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal. It's probably the way it should go. But I don't think that they necessarily need to just decide after 2 days of camp that's what they're doing. I think they need to give it a fair shake, give him a little bit of time to get comfortable, give him a little bit of time playing with some guys that can make some plays with him, and see where it goes and be open-minded to the fact that if he does get better, it's not written in stone where he's going to go or where he's going to play, because this is not an 18-year-old who's 5'11", 178 pounds trying to figure out a way to belong among men. He's built like a man already. So it's about getting comfortable and confident, and just I think they should stay open-minded to the fact that there could be improvement and not just write anything off at this point.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of necessarily writing it off. I think it's one of maybe being somewhat realistic and having the kid say, hey, you know what, there's nothing wrong with it, because I think we have seen far too often 18-year-olds come in, and very few of them, sure, he might show he's ready, and I think in glimpses he will definitely use his body, and you'll be some plays where people are like, wow, look, he's NHL ready. He'll win a battle against an NHL defenseman. But is he going to do it every night? Is he going to do it on a regular basis? And is it going to be worth it to not have him go to the American League and develop? To me, I don't see the benefit at all. Sure, you can. I think he'll be one of the last cuts in camp. I have no doubt about that. I'm just saying right now, I don't expect to have him here. And I could at the same time see them, because they're, oh, well, geez, image. We got to have our top pick play just like Colorado did last year. You know, there's lots of third overall, fourth overall picks that don't play right away. I don't see why he'd be any different.
No, and that's why it's not some huge disappointment if he doesn't make it. That's why it's not, goodness, it's no failure at all, and it doesn't even reflect negatively on him. It's just about sometimes it takes a little bit of time, and that's perfectly normal and fair. But listen, I mean, he's fast, he's heavy. He's got lots of ability to finish plays off. He can sit on the wall on the power play and be effective and make things happen. Let's see if he can find any of that between now and the opening of the regular season. And let's see if it was a little bit of shell shock and wide-eyed. I just think a guy playing in his first NHL exhibition game needs to get a little bit of a pass for an underwhelming performance. And let's see where he goes from here. That's all.
Schauger, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see what the lineup is. I'm expecting we won't see McDavid until Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's no rush to get him in, I suppose. But at the same time, you know the way Todd's working right now. He's got people together that he wants to see together, and he wants to give chemistry an opportunity to happen before games are worth 2 points. So I asked him today how many games he thinks he'll get these guys into, and he wouldn't really commit to it, but he said these guys are up and running and playing, and we want to keep them up and running and playing. So Connor just had a few days off, and now they got back to practice, and if you don't play till Sunday, well, now how many days is that between games for McDavid? You're pushing, I can't remember what day they were done.
I think it's 9.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not sure if they'll wait that long. You might be right, but I don't think they're going to pamper them too much, and they're going to give chemistry an opportunity to happen.
Yeah, well, It would be it'd be an interesting one to see what they do. The only reason I think that it's you might want to get them one road game, I guess. So that would either be Wednesday or Friday, because after that it's technically all home games for the Oilers. Even though the Sunday game is a home game, but it's not in Edmonton.
Yeah, I just look at the way Todd's doing things, and he's not wasting any time putting pieces together that he wants to work, that he wants to look at. So maybe with that in mind, he'll get him in sooner. But I've been wrong many, many times before on your show.
Well, we know that. We talk about it all the time.
Thanks, boys.
But do you think there's any danger to that, though, just thinking about that? You know, being that there certainly can be some advantages to being that direct, but do you think there's a danger to maybe not letting some of the young guys develop as much or get as much opportunity playing against NHL players or discovering the next Brandon Davidson, a diamond in the rough, by not giving enough opportunity to guys?
Well, I think you rely on your scouting staff to, because Todd hasn't seen these guys a lot, right? Wasn't in Penticton, hasn't seen these guys a lot. So let's use Drake Kajula, for example. Great example, because Todd probably doesn't have much of a book on this kid, probably hasn't seen a ton of them. And so you got him coming in and the scouts are saying, this kid's close. Looks like he's close. We think he, you know, if not making the roster, he'd be one of the first call-ups. This is where he's at. Well, listen, from what I saw Kajula last night, I thought he was just okay. Doesn't look like he's banging down the door to be an NHL player right this minute, but I have no reference point. I watched one game and one performance. So for Todd McLellan, it would have been similar last year with Brandon Davidson. You rely on your scouting staff and the guy whose job it is to say, no, here's who needs to be around and why. So, I mean, I don't know who's going to come out of left field and blow them away that they don't see coming. Kara's going to get his chance. Mraz is going to get his chance. Pitlick will get his chance, and so will Pakarinen. They know what those guys bring, and the pro scouts are the ones who help make the call on the other guy. So that's why Drake Kajula, I mean, I don't think it's on anything he's done since main camp opened. He remains with the main group because I think that's where the scouting staff feels he should be and where they feel he needs the look. So I think they know these guys well enough to know who has a chance to do what.
Jogger, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Okay, guys.